How much does it affect you that way, or is it mainly with rage that you end up feeling in response to these kind of preventable disasters like New Orleans?
Oh, I feel all kinds of things. The full range, I would say. Rage, sadness, hopelessness, inspiration at the wonderful people that are doing all kinds of things in the face of these horrible challenges. Of course, the tragedy and catastrophe in New Orleans gave rise to a thriving movement, international, and involving people from all over the U.S., the Common Ground Collective, and the affiliated groups that have been shaking things up in New Orleans and not letting what happened happen quietly, fighting against the government's closures of housing projects and all the crazy stuff that's going on. And of course, it's gone on all over the country, but in New Orleans, the idea of closing thousands of public housing units and when you have this crisis of housing in the city is particularly outrageous. But in principle, it's no different from the U.S. going into Iraq, and the first thing they do is lay off 400,000 workers who are all in the military. I mean, you go into a country that's completely economically destroyed and physically destroyed because you just did it to them, and then you lay off such a massive percentage of the workforce. It's laughable if it weren't so, you know, depressing and outrageous.